Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining this talk. My name is Niels de Vos. I am presenting instead of Ria. Ria was supposed to travel here, but got canceled. So she gave me her slides. I'm one of the organizers of the Dev Room together with Jan. Instead of having an empty shot, I'm presenting her talk. Hopefully, I know enough about the topic to present it well enough. If you have questions, don't hesitate to interrupt. I don't mind answering questions immediately. So Ria and I are actually colleagues. We both work on mostly CephCSI, but anything that touches it as well. So that includes Rook. It includes other Ceph components where we need it. And we make sure that Kubernetes or OpenShift works well with Ceph, is performant enough, and in this case, also your data integrity is guaranteed as best as we can. Today, we focus on CephFS. CephFS is a scale-out storage system based on top of Ceph, and I hope most of you are familiar with Ceph. It's quite a nice network file system, and we use it for lots of different deployments, and our customers use it for whatever applications they have. For example, the Kubernetes image registry, if you want to put it locally on your Kubernetes cluster, is a very common use case for CephFS, but it's not limited to container images. You can use basically any workload on top of it.